Sybil.
Happy Friday Eve, Mr. Joyner.
Friday Eve. I like it. And a Super Bowl weekend,
man,
coming up.
What?
Cammy Cam. Love the kids. In for the vacation in J. Anthony Brown, along with Damon Williams from our Los Angeles studios, Tommy Davidson.
Tom Jonas Jr.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not L.A. He's in Miami.
You better know now, Tom Jonas Jr.
Tinka, tinka, tinka.
What up, Tommy? What up, man?
Woo! Everything is good, man.
What you doing
checking
down there?
In.
What you doing down there in South Florida?
I am performing at the Hard Rock Improv in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah. I love that place. I love it.
Nice spot.
That's a nice spot.
I like the new track.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I can go, You know, it just brings me right in, right. Damon.
What's up,
you got
bro?
Damon on the squad. I did not know that.
You call him Fresh Jokes?
Fresh Jokes. The boys, I mean, he just, it's just new jokes all the time.
Thank you, sir.
Every time I see him on a show, I got to go, I got to write something. You know, he's like, he just keeps coming with it, boy.
But thanks, Damon.
Thank
Damon
you,
will be here for all 4 hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Sybil threw me off. I'm like, is it Friday? All right. Oh, Friday Eve. Okay.
Eve, baby.
Yeah.
We get to that as quickly as we can.
Yeah, all right, let's get on with the news. Bill Cosby took a step backwards yesterday.
Big step.
A big step backwards. The judge ruled that the case will go forward.
Mm. Yeah.
That's a moonwalk backwards.
Ooh.
Man. They had hoped that they would get this agreement that the former prosecutor had agreed to.
And they were going to throw it out.
And
but the judge said, nope, it's going forward.
It's going ahead.
That suit
so
didn't
this
work
means,
today.
This means Camille has got to testify?
Well, this is Camille's is something else, too. So this,
oh, this is another one.
Yeah, her deposition. So this will, you know, all of these cases are probably looking up and a lot of attention paid to that yesterday.
I like the way Monique Pressley has got him dressing now.
Yeah, but it didn't work that second time.
It didn't work the second time. Maybe he needs to go back to the scruffy look and the old beat-up sweater.
Yeah, he was starting to look like Izzy Charles, wasn't he?
Because the black suit and tie didn't work.
He was clean.
You better put on them Cosby sweaters again or something.
Yeah.
So
all beat it up too. The old ones. They got the little beady balls on them. Yeah.
And this is the Andrea Constant case. The Temple University employee.
Mm. Okay.
How many was it?
Huh? Oh,
sorry. How many was it?
Mm.
Total.
Over 50.
Over 50 okay. Now.
Yeah, it's growing too.
Yeah. Donald Trump says that Ted Cruz cheated in Iowa.
Well, takes one to know one.
tell you that much.
What?
That's what happened.
That's what happened. Yeah.
With all of that complicated stuff that Sybil said happens for the caucus,
yeah,
he managed a way to cheat.
He found a way to cheat, yeah. Yeah.
If people vote for a dude with a cat on his head, I'm going to get so mad. Even a cat had a hat. I mean, come on. But this is a cat with a hat for a cat. You know what I'm saying?
Dr. Seuss just sat up.
Yeah. He was a cat that had a hat.
This dude.
Anybody watching the OJ? OJ show?
I have not had a chance to
I was going to watch the first episode yesterday, and I didn't get around to it.
But the reviews are very interesting. Had an interesting dinner last night talking to some people who have watched it, and it was almost split down the middle of people who have watched it and loved it and had watched it and hated it.
Okay.
Just thought it was an abomination. And the white people are really liking it.
Oh, really?
And we're saying it's just all right.
Well, our people are like, just going to see how this all turns out. Oh, yeah. Because
well, we had David and Tamela Mann on, and
they liked it.
They liked it, but what they said they liked was the fact that Johnny Cochran,
yeah.
Courtney B. Vance looked just like Johnny Cochran, yeah. And that's the only thing they said they liked. But.
And that's what people did say. They said that he gives an incredible performance. They're troubled by John Travolta. It wouldn't be the first time you've heard that.
Why they saying he's just too creepy?
He's very creepy. Very creepy as Robert Shapiro. But he's a producer of the show, so you know he got to do whatever he wanted to do.
Well, let's hope not.
And Cuba, well,
I'm sorry.
I just got creeped out again. Thanks, Damon. Mm-hmm. But
Tommy, do you ever see OJ's children out there in L.A.?
I haven't seen him in a long time.
Remember Arnell?
Yeah, she was out. She was around a lot at one time, but that was like the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I used to see her in the early 90s. I think I seen her with Big Bub from the group Today.
And what about the son?
I haven't
Jason?
Seen him.
Jason.
Yeah,
I haven't seen him either.
I haven't seen him at clubs anywhere.
And when you do see his kids, ain't nobody going around saying, "You know me, I'm OJ's kid."
Right, exactly.
Yeah, to get in the club.
Yeah.
Right.
I saw a picture yesterday of Sydney. Remember Sydney? The little girl at the time, she's now 30 years old and living right down there in South Florida, Tommy.
Looking a lot like her half-sister, Chloe.
Actually, OJ came to my show.
Looking like her half-sister, Chloe.
Shots fired.
Actually, OJ came to my show in the last time I was here in Miami before he went back
before
to jail.
He went in,
he's in the dressing room, and he had a girlfriend with him. White girl.
Of course.
And it didn't help when you heard really loud from the green room, you know, B, shut the up. You know? I was like, OJ, that ain't helping you, man. You
know? Wow. We still on that, huh, OJ?
Wow. Have you learned nothing, man? Right. Apparently, yeah. Ed.
Yeah.
Look where he is. And here's the other thing. He can't watch the TV show because the prison in Vegas where he is, they don't have FX. Their cable line.
Oh, man.
So I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but he can't watch it.
Wow.
Wow. Mariah Carey is Mariah Carey. She's in Vegas.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Here's a picture of Mariah Carey at the Vegas show with her billionaire fiance in the audience dancing.
The big billionaire.
So how does
Mariah
Carey explain to the twins that they got a new daddy who's a billionaire?
They started with that.
Exactly. Nice.
You got a new daddy. Right. He's a billionaire.
And what more do you need to say?
Right.
That's what
they do it at Disneyland in Monte Carlo.
Right.
Euro Disney is another.
You know how Daddy used to take us to Anaheim?
commercial?
Right. But now we going to Monte Carlo.
You're talking about revenge. That girl made out, didn't she?
Oh,
where all these singers getting these billionaires from is the question. Janet got one. Eve got one. Mariah got one.
I know.
Are there that many billionaires just floating around looking for people who've been with people already?
Well, if you're looking for somebody who hasn't been with somebody, you're looking. You're
with a billion, you can have enough people go out and find her.
Well, Lisa Ray had the president of Barbados, didn't she?
Yeah.
It was Turks and Caicos, but he wasn't a billionaire.
No. No, he stole a lot of money. But
Damon crazy.
He had a few dollars. But.
Damon is crazy. He wasn't a billionaire, though. That's a Caribbean, Tom.
Not like,
you know what I mean?
Like Janet. Right. Not like Mariah Carey.
Right.
Certified.
Nobody in the Caribbean no billionaire, man.
Yeah, not no billion U.S. dollars. There's a bunch of billionaires in Jamaica.
Right.
You bring that billion here, you can buy a Hyundai.
Right.
Tommy Davidson is in this morning for the vacation in J. Anthony Brown.